This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How about your brain? Your BQ, your brain quotient, is enhanced by listening, if I do say so myself, to those of us on the DJV program, including me. I'm Doug Steffen. I have lots to say, and most of it is pretty intelligent, right, ladies? Don't you agree with you agree with that?
Very
yes,
smart.
Come on. Yes, 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 of course. Jen, wait a minute. Victoria.
If you have to ask. Chuckling along. I know, right? If you have to ask.
Really? Jennifer is here, Victoria is here, Carrie's here. The snickerdoodle twins are at it.
I think I like that, actually.
Really?
Karen and I are the snickerdoodle twins.
Yeah, right. Hi, Jennifer, speak for yourself, will you please? What's going on here? You're all of this. Jennifer is our television reporter, and I think that she thinks that our brains are rotting away with all the stuff we're seeing. I think that's true to a point. And maybe movies, too. I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to say, I've always loved going to the movies. Even when I was a youngster, I liked going to the movies. So if I went to the movies either by myself or with a friend or two, and I'd come home and want to watch something on television, my mother would say, no, you can't. You've already seen enough video for today. That's it. Can't see any more. So when we go to the movies and then you come home and you watch television, perhaps. By the way, I saw Knives Out last night. What a great movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Fabulous cast, and it's just a hoot, and it was filmed kind of around the corner from me, and I'd forgotten that. But it was very, very well, done. You haven't seen it. And that sort of bolsters what I've been saying last couple of weeks. A lot of good movies around. But I know, as an aside, there's an award that has gone to the Irishman or whatever it is that I don't even begin to get. I think that's all political.
I just have zero interest in it.
Yeah, it's just another one of the same Scorsese kind of. It's the same. I think his movies are all the same. It's the same story over and over and over again. I mean, yet he has the political clout to get attention for his movies, and I think that's the way it is. That, you know, we talk about politics, and we think that politics applies, or at least the implication is that politics applies to running government and things like that. But there's politics in business, politics in entertainment. It's all politics as to sometimes what people get recognized for doing. All right, having said that, Jennifer, how is the big boob tube rotting our brains?
Well, the question that I have for all of you, fess up and honest, is how many hours of television do you watch every single day?
I've probably about an hour.
Okay, Victoria.
Depends on what's going on and what night it is.
Oh, I would say probably a couple of hours, because I have it on sometimes in the background when I'm working, but I don't pay that much attention to it until we watch stuff at night. So I would say maybe two and a half, three.
Okay,
two and a half.
Kara?
I think mine varies significantly from day to day. So during the week, almost none, unless, like, no one else is around in the evening on Friday nights. So I might, you know, binge watch, like, 2 hours of, you know, the Great British Baking Show or some other silly trivia show. But it depends how, you know, the TV's on here at work all the time, and it's in the background. So is that also killing my brain?
Mm. Yeah, see, that's what I...
Depending on what you watch,
because
yeah, I would say yes.
I only actively have time to watch literally 1 hour of television every single day. I come home from work, I watch 1 hour of TV, and then it's off to bed. But I always have news going. I've always got something going. The average person, and Victoria, you're the closest, at least in if people are being honest in their admissions. On a day-to-day basis, the average adult watches TV for 3 to 3.5 hours.
Wow.
That is 1,248 hours every single year. And in people's lifetime, the average person will watch more than 78,000 hours of television in an average life. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. Now, 6 in 10 adults admit that they would be lost without their TV set. Television has become kind of our comfort blanket. Before we go to bed at night, it keeps us company.
Yep.
And there was a survey. Yeah, this information comes from a survey of about 2,000 Brits. So this isn't even Americans. These are Brits that find the average TV viewer watching 78,705 hours of programming, whether that's movies, sports, news, in their lifetime, which is a whole lot of screen time that, I don't know, could have been probably more productively spent. LG, the TV company, commissioned this, and they broke down the numbers even further. They concluded that the average adult will watch 3,639 movies at home, 31,507 episodes of TV during their lifespan. And as far as different programs, the average person will watch, get this, 11,278 different television series in their lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Except for Doug, who's got Madam Secretary, and that's it.
Right.
I like Blue Bloods. I like Chicago PD. Speaking of, there are a lot of things that come into the fold here. I don't have it on as background, although I was thinking it ought to be on maybe when Daisy's home by herself. I don't really take her with me, but the weather's been so bad here the last 3 or 4 days that I haven't taken her with me. I was out yesterday on a tractor and a backhoe trying to clean out the driveways, and she can't. She wants to come, but she can't. So I'm thinking I should leave the TV on just for company. And I get the biggest kick out of some of the noises that come out. I was watching something with horses, and the horses were making noise, and Daisy's looking, turning her head around.
My cat loves hockey. That's no
really
joke. She'll sit on the couch straight up looking at the television when I watch hockey games. Yes.
Wow. How about that?
I think she likes the puck.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like a little laser on the TV that she has to follow.
Yeah, it's the puck, yeah. But, Doug, you should get dog TV for Daisy. Dogs really, I've seen so many people say that their dogs are obsessed with dog TV.
What channel is it? How do you find it?
It's a subscription that you just let it play on your TV, and it's designed for dogs to sit and watch. Yeah.
Huh.
It's actually called dog TV.
So you have to, is it like Hulu? And
yeah, but
Prime,
it's cheap. It's like, I don't know, $2 a month or something like that. I don't have it on, I'll look it up and send you the link. But apparently, like, our former dog trainer actually recommended it for our dog, Bentley.
You know, that's such a stupid idea. Why didn't we think of it?
I know, right?
Dog TV?
Yeah. Some jerk is making our $2.
Wait a minute. We better have cow TV. If we got dog TV, time for cow TV. Let's have cow TV.
Cow TV would be interesting. I guess it would be very relaxing. Yeah.
Jennifer,
it would just be cows standing there eating, chomping, and then farting.
Sure, cut.
That would be it.
Adding to the methane problems of the
exactly.
Of the
A lot of people do while they watch TV. By the way, 2,943 hours are spent deciding what to watch in your lifetime.
Who did this survey? Where'd they come from?
LG commissioned it, but it was done in England.
England. Okay. All right. Here's some listening advice for those of you who want to learn how to cook. Farm-to-table cooking is the focus on our latest podcast of the American Family Farmer. So if you want to learn some highlights of farm-to-table cooking, then you should find the most recent podcast. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is the address for you can find it anytime. It's like all the other podcasts we have. You can go to DougStefan.com. Or to the American Family Farmer. Actually, I don't think the is necessary. No, it's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Learn how to cook using farm-to-table concepts. All right, let's have a way, as Christmas is around the corner. That's hard to think about that. You got a party coming up? I have a party tonight, another one tomorrow night. And I want to look my best. You want to look your best wherever you go. It isn't just Christmas time. You want to look your best all the time. And if you don't have attractive teeth, you know, let's face it, if you're suffering from the results of drinking wine, drinking tea, drinking coffee, maybe smoking, now is the time for you to brighten your smile. The parties, the gatherings, photo ops. Don't be caught off guard with your cringe-worthy, discolored, ugly, yellow teeth. Power Swabs. See how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off. And then, with the DJV code, you take an additional $10 off, and you get a free Quick Stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off using the DJV code, plus a free quick stick, which freshens up your teeth. Victoria likes using them because when you're out and about, you just take a little dab on your teeth and they look so much better. 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, holiday ready with Power Swabs.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out what Romney said, Senator Romney from Utah, former presidential candidate, used to be governor of Massachusetts. He gets around. He has said he didn't think there was a conspiracy with Ukraine interfering in our election. So does that mean he thinks the Russians were the ones that messed with the election? What does this mean?
There are people who think Russia interfered in the election, and there are people who think Ukraine interfered in the election, and there are people who think both interfered in the election. And I think the people who think both interfered in the election are probably right. This conversation got started because Senator Kennedy from Louisiana came out and said that he knew that Ukraine interfered in the election, and people started taking him to task and tearing him up, saying there was no evidence Ukraine interfered in the election back in 2016. So Romney was asked about it, and he made the comment he didn't know about interference. The truth is, there was interference because Ukraine actually turned over information to try to nail Paul Manafort, who was the campaign manager for Trump at the time, to get him out of the way to make things a little bit easier for Hillary Clinton, or so they thought, by casting the Trump campaign into turmoil. But they didn't realize that the Trump campaign strives on turmoil.
Right. Exactly.
Their
right.
Plot was foiled when they realized that turmoil is the name of the game, baby.
All right. So what really is the end goal of the administration asking the Supreme Court to lift the lower court order preventing executions of federal inmates? What are we gaining or losing? Who is he speaking to here?
Well, they want to get people off death row, I guess, and start executions again. But we've seen so many times how many people have had their convictions overturned because of DNA. I think this is a dangerous thing that we're moving towards. But William Barr, the attorney general, he's been pushing for it.
Why, though? What's the end game?
I don't know. There are a lot of people who were sentenced to the death penalty, and then they just sit, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait. And a lot of those people have been exonerated, though, while they're waiting. And a lot of those people never actually got the punishment that was doled out for some of the horrific crimes that they committed, like Richard Ramirez, who just died in prison waiting to be executed.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In the days I work my day job, in the nights I work my night, but it all comes down to working man.
Sure. Sounds like Paul Simon to me, certainly. Some new holiday classics. And the focus on Christmas music very much in the forefront of what we're listening to a lot on the radio or wherever else it is that you listen to your streaming services. So the end of the year, actually the end of the decade, Rolling Stone magazine. That. What's that?
I keep forgetting that it's the end of the, end of the decade. I keep hearing people talk about that online. I'm like, that's right. It's a decade. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it seems even more strange when you think about it that way. It seems like yesterday when we had the change over, the flip over to the millennium, the new millennium, and what was going to happen was everything was going to stop at midnight when the year 2000 started.
Y2K?
Y2K, yeah, nothing happened. Anyway, Rolling Stone magazine has put out a list of the best holiday songs that have been released during the last decade. So we have the top nine. Why didn't they give us 10?
Because there's some other rap songs in there that none of us would like. So I did some editing.
I see. Okay. So here are the highlights on the list, starting with Paul Simon, just heard Getting Ready for Christmas. That came out in 2011. Here's Kelly Clarkson with something that she did in 2013 called Underneath the Tree. This is quite a good song. Did she perform this the other night? Country music Christmas?
So. No. Oh, on the CMA Christmas, she might have. I know on The Voice, she and John Legend did their version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, right. Okay. Also on this list, Ariana Grande's December. She came out with that in 2015. Everything she does to me sounds the same, so I'm not a good judge of this.
You know, she has some Christmas songs that I actually really like, but this album that came out, I think, in 2015,
Did she do a whole Christmas album?
Yeah, which I had no idea about until two weeks ago, and the album came out years ago, and I saw some article about it that was like the Christmas album that no one knows about, so I don't know.
Number four on this list by a group called The Killers, it's called Dirt Sledding. I don't know this at all. You?
Give me a minute to find.
Yeah, we're on John Legend now. We skipped ahead.
Oh, we skipped ahead.
Going back to The Killers, though, this song I've never heard of, and I'm not really a big fan of The Killers.
Dirt Sledding?
But it's a really fun song. I tried to add this to my playlist, and I can't really find it anywhere on Tidal, but
what are we doing
here,
Carrie? We're just... Sounds like somebody else. right. Next on the list, Casey Musgraves and Willie Nelson. Willie, nice Christmas.
This is so cute.
2016. Yeah.
I love that.
I don't think some of these I'd like to hear more of, frankly, and that is in the playlist of the stations that are playing this stuff. Number six on the list is Candy Cane Lane from 2017 by Sia.
Yeah, this came out last year. This is one that we liked.
We did? Okay. John Legend, you were playing By Christmas Eve, which came out last year. There for a bit.
There's an ocean, a river that's frozen. I follow the stars just to find where you are. You can count on me.
It's like his wholesome.
Make a wish, close your eyes.
Number eight on the list, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings doing 8 Days of Hanukkah last year.
Not many Hanukkah songs out there.
Nope. Jonas Brothers had a song this year, Like It's Christmas. You like this one?
I haven't actually heard this one yet.
This one's really cute, actually.
Central Park is covered in white. This could be heaven.
All right, so there they are, an overview of some of the newer Christmas songs from the past decade. Here, courtesy of all of us here on the DJB Show, 29 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still not sending the articles of impeachment against President Trump passed by the House over to the Senate. She took to Twitter yesterday, again explaining that she's withholding them until it's known what sort of trial the Senate will conduct. Meanwhile, in his home state of Kentucky, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell argued the trial can't be planned if the articles haven't been sent.
We can't take up a matter we don't have, and so hopefully they'll be on the way over at some point.
Congress is on holiday break until January 6th. The Pentagon keeping an eye on North Korea, which many expect to test some sort of ballistic missile on this Christmas holiday.
North Korea threatening a so-called Christmas gift for the United States as tensions rise over stalled nuclear talks.
Correspondent Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Make that noise again. DJV time is 34 after the hour. I guess if it isn't even DJV, it's still 34 past the hour, right, ladies?
Yes, you are correct.
That's how the clock works. Napping there. All right, let's see. As we move ahead here, the situation with we talk a lot about Christmas trees. But Victoria has a focus on just a plain old tree. And I mean old.
Very old.
How old is it?
Nearly 600 years old. Wow. It's a Salem oak tree. It is considered to be the oldest tree in my state of New Jersey. And unfortunately, this past summer, during a storm, it fell over. Wow. And, yeah, and so it actually made statewide news because this tree, it was so huge and magnificent and old. It sat on a Quaker burial on a cemetery. And a lot of people, you know, knew about this tree. But there is a bit of a happy ending. Somebody who works here in the state's Department of Environmental Protection came up with the idea of taking the seedlings out of this tree
And now every single town in New Jersey is going to receive a seedling from this tree.
Wow.
So it's yeah, it's kind of a cool idea. I've never really heard of anyone doing this before. And so this will go to 500 and all the entire state, each of the state's 565 municipalities. So there are 565 seedlings, and they will be planted. And they said, for nearly 600 years, this tree provided shade and comfort in the Salem Religious Society Friends Burial Ground. And so now they factor in that in 50 years, the new seedlings will have removed over 2 million pounds of carbon dioxide from New Jersey's air, which is also a great thing. And, of course, these having trees around reduces damaging effects of storm water, storm surges, things like that. We are most of New Jersey's, you know, on the coast here. So that all of that is actually a really great thing. But they on the local news just a couple days ago, they showed all of the little seedlings that have been growing, and they look like a tiny potted plant at this point. But this tree was so tall. That if hopefully all the seedlings make it, and eventually in a couple hundred years, maybe they'll grow to be as tall as this tree was. So
swell,
it's happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of happy and sad, I'm trying to figure. I know that officials up in Santa Clarita, Jennifer, have said that the gun used was a ghost gun. I don't know if we've talked about this. Yeah, what is a ghost gun? I don't know.
I think
what that
that's
is.
An unregistered, like a gun that doesn't really have a registered process so that you can go through it.
Serial number is shaved off, or is that what that is?
Yeah, so it was actually, it was homemade, so you can't track it. And this is kind of consistent with what we've heard from the officials in this area who have been investigating this guy's past. Apparently, his dad used to make ammunition. His dad would make bullets.
Oh, that's right. That's what you said. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this was a homemade unserialized pistol, which people call ghost guns. And the sheriff's department confirmed that the .45 caliber handgun was actually crudely assembled from parts available for purchase without a background check. Officials said they had no indication who purchased the parts for the firearm, if it was this kid, if it had already been in his home, which is very possible.
So what are we saying here? It. That people can now build guns and then they get around the registering their guns this way.
Yeah, and by the way, even if we made it illegal to buy parts to make guns, people with 3D printers now, that was one of the big stories coming out of Texas after one of the last shootings that we've had to go through. People are printing the parts that they need. Now, in those cases, you only usually get a couple of shots off because the material that's made from these homemade printers, it melts, right?
Yeah.
But still, it's enough to do some damage. This kid only went through one round. I mean, he went through one round, basically. He had five bullets and saved one for himself.
Yeah. Okay, how many of you have your real ID procured yet? Raise your hands, please.
No.
If you have your real ID.
You don't really need it right away. If you have a passport, you can still travel, though, even beyond next year.
Yeah,
you can travel without a real ID.
But most Americans don't have a passport.
Right.
But the reason I'm not rushing is because I have a passport, so, push comes to shove. I'm not going to get in lines and wait to try to get one of these things.
I have mine, I'll have you know. Da-da-da-da-da. So this is something you need to use. As a matter of fact, I think most of the TSA locations now are looking for or looking at or even suggesting that you have a real ID. At least I've
had that. The deadline's next October.
Yeah,
so you won't, if you, I think it's next October. It's either next year.
So how do you warn people, how do you tell people that if you fly, I suppose the airlines could warn you. I don't know if that's their job or not.
When we did this story in tech about, I don't know, a month or so ago, the TSA already estimates that 75,000 people will show up on the first day to the airport not knowing and will be turned away from their flights.
I don't understand why this isn't a requirement for states, why it's not just up to the states to send out the information to people. It seems like that would be the easiest.
Well, they have, but not everyone listens, but and even not everyone opens the mail.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Maryland, and
it's
required. It's
an automatic update, right. Is what you're saying, right? Like everybody gets a thing.
Yeah, so for me, if I got mine 2 years
That's
ago
too
because
easy,
I
Kara.
You would think so. Yeah, I got mine in Maryland 2 years ago when I had to get a new license, and it wasn't an option. I had to get the new one, and that seems like the easiest way to just, if you're going to make it required, just make it so that nobody can get an old one.
A couple of quick college notes. arrests have been made at Syracuse there with the racist hate incidents. 2-3 weeks of all of this stuff, graffiti all over the place. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Kind of disgusting.
I don't know that it's made national news so much, but it's definitely a story in New York and New Jersey for sure.
Yeah, in that area. Yep.
Yep.
Somebody named Kim McGowan was arrested on charge of fourth-degree criminal mischief for marking graffiti on... this is like something a four-year-old would do. They wouldn't know or didn't know any better, it seems to me. Not somebody who's in college that supposedly is intelligent. By getting into college, you'd think people would be more intelligent than the average bear, but apparently that's not the case. And also, it looks like college students say ditching their smartphones for a week has changed their lives. There've been a I'd like to see that with everybody. Just put your smartphone down and don't touch it for a week and see what happens. How about that? Who here could do that? Some of the college students are saying it's really refreshing, it's really relaxing, it's wunderbar. So could you ladies all put your phones down?
For a week?
No. It would be hard, but I'd like to.
Yeah? Why don't you then? Just do it.
Too much stuff.
What? Really? I never take mine. People say to me when I go into restaurants and stuff or go into meetings. Last night I'm on the a citizens group trying to figure out how to preserve more land in my town. And everybody had their iPhone except me. I didn't have an iPhone, didn't have my cell phone, didn't have anything because they wanted to send notes back and forth, communicate with each other. I just don't see it. I don't see the need for it. The necessity, you make a decision whether you want this thing to be controlling your life or not. So I think it's good that some of the college students who said they were trying this thought it was a pretty good idea. It is a good idea. Speaking of ideas, check your watches and your Dick Tracy time device. See if it's 42 after the hour on your watch.
The Geek Out. Recently, the New York Times posted a story everybody should read. Titled One Nation Tracked, the piece dives into the world of smartphone tracking data and how it is sold and utilized. Now, even if you know on a basic level that your smartphone can be tracked, you may not fully understand the level of detail and how that information is being used, either now or potentially. The article demonstrates how a single device can be tracked over a period of time to build a clear visual map of that person's day-to-day adventures and build personas about them that are very accurate, all without accessing what's deemed personally identifiable data. Now, it's possible the general public is just apathetic about this, but we strongly suggest you give it a read anyway, and we've posted it on Twitter, @TheGeekOut.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Joining us now is Adam Burns, who's become a weekly fixture as we get to the weekend and what people are going to be watching and entertained by when it comes to the sports events of the week or the weekend. Adam Burns is the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. So if you have a hankering to bet, this is the place to go. Best place in probably the universe, betonline.ag. So the season-ending injury, and I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Is it Tua Tagovailoa? How do you pronounce that guy's name?
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
Close to like that. Okay. So he's from Alabama. What is that doing to the various odds, people betting on college football? Ohio State is, I think, playing Penn State this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. LSU is up there. Who's betting on what and how much money is at stake here, Adam?
Yeah, well, Ohio State are big favorites. They're 18.5 favorites against Penn State, so they're pretty significant favorites. And they're favored to make, you know, the college football playoff, along with, you know, Clemson and LSU and probably Georgia. Mm-hmm. Alabama's dropped off quite a bit with the injury to Tua. You know, he was before last weekend the favorite to go first overall in the NFL draft next year. Now he's not even on the board. I mean, they're even saying that he might even go in the second round or might not even enter the draft. So, you know, things like that can change things drastically. So we got to be on top of the ball and adjust pretty quickly to those sort of things. But, you know, I mean, I think those top teams, you know, LSU, Clemson, Georgia, and, those are the type of teams that will probably get into the playoffs, unless barring some miraculous upset, you know, if Penn State can somehow upset Ohio State.
Nah.
You know, it could change that up, but, you know, it's pretty doubtful that would happen.
They've seen the largest drop here. I'm looking at the stats going from 100 to 1 to 50 to 1. That's a big change for them, right? And was that just in the past week, or how long is it?
Over the last couple of weeks. I mean, you know, college football is one of those things where whenever you're dealing with stuff that's voted upon, it makes it trickier for us. You know, the NFL is simple, right? You win, you move on. And,
right.
This is sort of judged. So
too many moving parts here in college ball. So that makes me wonder, you know, there's been a lot of noise about these college athletes wanting to get paid because they see how much is being made in advertising, promotion. Yeah. Ohio State's $200 million a year. And they also see how much money is being made betting. I wonder if there are any, you know, remember the old Pete Rose scandal when he was betting on his own team, and that was a no-no. Is there a law or regulations that keep members of these teams from betting on themselves, or how do you know if they are or not?
You know, listen, I mean, it's like anything else in life. If you want to bet on your own team or against your own team, I mean, you can get one of your friends to sign up an account and bet it or go to Vegas and bet it. Right. I mean, there's no real way to control that. Have we seen a lot of this? No, not really. I think it's over-exaggerated. I mean, the Pete Rose thing, it's funny you mentioned that because yesterday I was out for dinner with a friend and I was ranting how, you know, one of the old Montreal Canadiens hockey players got in the Hall of Fame and Pete Rose is still not in the Hall of Fame in baseball.
Right.
And, you know, he's admitted that he's bet on his, you know, sports, but
yeah,
they never
exactly
bet against his own team.
His own
and,
team, right.
And there's no one that can prove that he did. And
no.
Pete Rose is like one of the best players ever, not in the Hall of Fame. So,
right. Now, is there betting on that? Is there a line somewhere at betonline.ag as to whether Pete Rose ever gets into the Hall of Fame or not? Can you bet on that?
Well, if I'm still alive in 50 years, then maybe I could put it up. But
all right. Adam Burns helping us understand how betting works. He's the sportsbook manager for Bet Online, all one word, betonline.ag. Thanks for the update, Adam.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
It's 53 past the hour, Thursday in your ear. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is in charge of Tech Talk with several stories every day that hit you right between the eyes, or the ears, if you will, because they're important. Now, this Instagram thing, I just said to Victoria, okay, so now we have to provide our birthday? And she says, you're all set because you're already on Instagram. But I don't understand how you don't fake your way through this. Explain, please.
Okay, so the new rule is that Instagram is going to start requiring all users to provide their birthdays when they make a new account. Now, the new requirement is active already right now, and it's geared towards creating age-appropriate experiences for the users. So a user's age might produce different recommended privacy settings. It can generate in-app information about staying safe online and things like that. Birthdays will be hidden from other users, and existing users don't have to add their birthdays for now. Users have to be at least 13 to join Instagram. And in addition to the birth date requirement, Instagram will also start allowing people to block messages from other people that they don't follow, and also give business and creator accounts the power to restrict minors from viewing their posts. Essentially, all of this is about protecting minors. Instagram says that it won't verify the birth dates, but it believes that people will be honest about their birthdays. And that's where the skepticism comes in. They said eventually they're going to rely on artificial intelligence to help actually determine the real birthdays of the users. So as of right now, Instagram employees can roughly estimate users' ages by going through their posts that say happy birthday. And so sometimes there's a number in the background. They can kind of figure out how old someone is. It's also trained... Or it also has trained machine learning software to predict users' ages and gender, and it looks at the posts that people make, the hashtags they use, and things like that. So generally, legislators and users have scrutinized Instagram for its stronghold over minors' attention. Kids get on Instagram, and they're there for hours and hours and hours, more than any other social media platform. Teens in particular have complained of bullying and so and inappropriate content that's being shown to them because there was no age differentiation, essentially, between, you know, if Doug goes on and if a 12-year-old is on Instagram. So
Doug would be right in the same league with a 12-year-old, maybe not even up to what the 12-year-old can do on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, essentially what Instagram's trying to do, they're trying to be more responsible. They want to tailor the experience so that even the ads that you see, like, essentially they don't want younger kids to see diet ads, which is appropriate. They don't want them to see alcohol ads. You know, jewel pods, things like that that you occasionally will see. So they want to make sure the kids aren't seeing that. I think it's a good first step. I think parents need to also be more involved and know if your kid has an Instagram account or if your kid also has a fake Instagram account, so called Finsta. So it's these things you have to kind of be on top of, but I think this is a step in the right direction.
All right, good information. I'm going to have to start using Instagram. I mean, really start using it, I think.
Well, following your son and your daughter-in-law is pretty entertaining, I will say that.
They are pretty entertaining. Okay, Baby Yoda. Man, am I upset about this. This is something.
You're the only person on the planet.
Baby Yoda is everywhere, but you won't be able to buy him for the holidays. Let's find out why that is.
The Geek Out. It is the Christmas gift that will most certainly be most in demand, but you can't have it. Not unless you go to the dark side. The Disney Plus runaway hit The Mandalorian is winning largely because of Baby Yoda, who has almost certainly risen to the top of the most adorable Star Wars creatures of all time. Problem is, to keep the introduction of that little bugger a secret, Disney couldn't farm out production of any toys or plushies in time for this holiday season. The time required to make and distribute toys would have certainly led to the leaks and sneak peeks we see in other movie-related products. So now don't be surprised if you see Baby Yoda knockoffs. Don't buy those. Those are the dark side. Just wait for the real thing, which we're told will arrive very soon.
Next up, shares of Peloton, the bike startup. We talked about this today with, what, $2,500 or something yesterday?
Yes, the bike itself is about $2,400, and then you have to pay $40 a month. They dropped the $40 a month subscription fee to like $19.99 a month, and then we had the big that's and the stock took a tumble with that actually. But then it's
but how is this company worth
this.
$9 billion? I haven't even heard of them before.
Oh, they're everywhere. But the thing is that ad, the holiday ad where the skinny woman is given a Peloton by her husband and then a year later, she's lost 2 pounds or whatever. Yeah, so that ad has been called confusing, sexist, classist, and it is really, it's amazing how much this ad has affected people. It's also affected Peloton. Yesterday, the Bloomberg reported that the company lost $942 million in their market value in one single day because of that ad.
All right, 15.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.